Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of the 12th week in Ordinary Time, June 22nd, 2026. And our passage today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "The splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye. How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove that splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in your eye? You hypocrite! Remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." There's something almost humorous in the image that Jesus gives us today. A man walks around with a wooden beam protruding from his own eye while carefully trying to remove a tiny splinter from someone else's. The exaggeration is intentional. Jesus wants us to see how strange we become when we are blind to ourselves, but sharp-eyed about the faults of others. Most of us do not wake up in the morning intending to be hypocrites. Slowly, quietly, the heart learns habits of judgment. To notice weaknesses in others with astonishing clarity. Their impatience irritates us. Their pride becomes obvious. Selflessness offends us. Selfishness offends us. Meanwhile, we remain strangely tender and forgiving towards our own failures. The Desert Fathers of the early church used to say that the soul possesses a hidden room where self-deception lies, likes to live. The door, because we are afraid of what we might find there. But Jesus does not speak these words today to shame us. He speaks them to free us. The contemplative life begins the moment we stop staring outward long enough to look honestly inward. There's a story told about an elderly monk who lived in silence for many years. Pilgrims came to him seeking wisdom because they believed he possessed extraordinary holiness. One day, a young man asked him, "Father, what did you discover in all your years of prayer?" He smiled gently and said, "First, I thought prayer would be better than others. Then I thought prayer would make me better than myself. Discovered prayer simply lets God love me. See the truth." The young man was confused. "And what is the truth?" Answered, "I am more flawed than I imagined, and more loved than I ever dared believe." That is the place Jesus is trying to lead us today. The beam in our eye is not merely sin, it is the illusion that we are righteous by comparison. It's the hidden need to feel superior. It is the subtle comfort we gain from pointing at another person's weakness so we do not have to face our own poverty. Yet when we stand honestly before God, something changes. Judgment softens into comparison. Judgment softens into compassion. Harshness becomes mercy. The person we once condemned becomes someone we suddenly understand. Because once you know your own brokenness, you stop treating others like projects to fix. Begin to see people the way Christ sees them, wounded, struggling, loved. This is why the saints were often extraordinarily gentle. They were not naive about sin. They simply knew that their hearts, their own hearts, too well to become arrogant. Saint Francis of Assisi once said that every sinner is merely searching for happiness in the wrong place. That insight can only come from humility. Humility is not self-hatred. It is clear sight. And clear sight is a grace. Contemplative prayer, God slowly removes the beam from our eyes, not all at once, but lovingly, patiently. He reveals our pride without crushing us, covers our fear without rejecting us. He shows us the truth so that we may finally become merciful. Then something beautiful happens. We no longer help others from superiority. We help them from solidarity. Say, why are you so weak? We say, I know weakness too. We do not say, what is wrong with you? We say, let us walk towards healing together. This is the difference between judgment and love. The world today trains us to react quickly, criticize loudly, and condemn easily. Social media, politics, even ordinary conversation can become competitions in moral superiority. Everyone carries magnifying glasses for the splinters of others. But disciples of Jesus are called to carry mirrors instead. Mirrors of shame, but mirrors of truth illuminated by mercy. When we kneel before Christ honestly, to judge, beginnings to dissolve. We discover that the holiest people, those who think they are flawless, are those who know how deeply they need grace. And once grace humbles you, so makes you tender. Perhaps today Jesus is inviting us into a quieter spirituality, one less concerned with correcting others and more devoted to surrendering ourselves to God. Perhaps the beam he wants to remove is resentment, pride, self-righteousness, bitterness, or the refusal to forgive. Perhaps once that beam begins to loosen, we will finally see clearly enough to love, condemn, not accuse. For clear vision in the kingdom of God does not produce critics, it produces compassionate hearts. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you see into the hidden places of our hearts, places we often avoid ourselves. Remove the beams that blind us, pride, harsh judgments, our need to feel superior, our fear of our own weakness. Teach us the humility that leads to mercy. Teach us to stand honestly before you, trusting that your love is greater than our failures. Give us eyes that see others with compassion, hearts that are slow to condemn, and spirits gentle enough to carry the burdens of one another. May your grace purify our vision until we learn to love as needs you, love. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we take a look at the passage of the Gospels that we shared at Eucharist and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. God bless you today. Keep you safe.